From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, the torch that will light the way through the news universe. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin. It's Tuesday, March 25th, 2008. And you know, we're going to get to that torch in a minute. But first, I want to talk about all the ways you can access the Bryant Park Project.
Yes.
You get us on FM. You get us on your computer. You also get us on Sirius Satellite Radio.
Good morning, Sirius Satellite Radio listeners.
And now Sirius Satellite, if you haven't heard, is making a little marriage. They're merging with XM.
Well, the Justice Department gave the okay for
exactly.
it to happen.
Hasn't happened yet. But there's some pretty strong indications that at least it has some official green lightness to move forward.
So we're going to have new friends, maybe Mike in the Morning over on XM, or maybe Oprah and Friends. Ooh, wouldn't that be fun to get to see Oprah and Friends in the hallway? Although I have to say, I've never seen many of the people who are on Sirius because we're in our own little building.
But yeah, we actually don't share space with them.
They're up the street. I say field trip.
Get to know your neighbors.
I say field trip.
I think that's a good idea. Building bridges.
All right, I'm going to work
the Bryant Park Project.
That one. We're going to get torchy a little later on. Everything you ever wanted to know about the Olympic torch. It was lit yesterday in Olympia, Greece. It will slowly make its way to the Summer Olympic Games in Beijing, China. And as we started to talk about this in our meeting, it sounded like a bunch of fourth graders. How does it stay lit? Is there more than one torch? Is it flown across the water? If it's in a plane, how do they keep it lit? So we're going to answer all of our questions in just a minute. Hopefully some of yours as well.
Also, the U.S. Supreme Court is hearing the case of two Americans who are being held in Iraq. The U.S. military wants to turn them over to the Iraqi court system. The men say their case must be heard through the U.S. court system. It's an interesting case, and NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg is going to fill us in.
And a natural gas reservoir in the United States has started a modern-day land grab. We'll find out more about that, plus rejected Star Wars merchandise. Can you believe, Rachel, somebody actually rejected a Darth Vader helmet gumball machine?
No.
I can't.
Blasphemy.
Either. We'll talk about that with the guys who did all the drawings for that rejected merch. The Ramble's on the way and the day's news headlines, but first. Food prices are high and so are fears for the world's poorest nations. According to CNN, at least 37 countries face food crises and 20 have imposed some sort of food price controls. The United Nations World Food Program is issuing what it calls a, quote, extraordinary emergency appeal for funds. The agency says if it fails to raise $500 million by May 1st, it may have to cut food rations.
The call for donations came in a letter from World Food Program Executive Director Josette Chiron that was sent to donor nations over the weekend.
Chiron blamed skyrocketing food and fuel costs for the shortfall in funding. The program, based in Rome, has attempted to deal with increasing costs by turning to local food providers, with some success. But they say it hasn't been enough to overcome a 55% jump in food costs since last summer.
While the agency has issued emergency appeals in the past, this is the first time the World Food Program has taken such a step because of a market-generated crisis.
The agency feeds at least 73 million people in 80 countries every year with an annual operating budget of $2.9 billion. The U.S. contributes more than any other country, 40% of the program's funding.
And a Government Accountability Office report says American mismanagement is partly to blame for a 43% decline in the amount of food aid U.S. aid agencies delivered over a five-year period. Nearly two-thirds of the money the U.S. spends on food aid goes to transportation, storage, and handling costs. That's according to the report.
Now, USA Today points out that a big reason for that is a 1954 law, which mandates that all such aid come in the form of food instead of cash, and that the food be grown on American soil. That means as the cost of fuel goes up, the cost of getting all that food to countries in need, well, that increases as well.
The U.S. Agency for International Development says buying food from nations closer to problem spots could save 25% of ocean shipping costs alone. The Senate opened the door for some third-party food purchases in their version of the most recent farm bill, but the House left that provision out.
The World Food Program is accepting donations through its website, WFP.org. Now let's get some more of today's headlines.